February 12, 1906. The virtues make us reach a certain height, but in the divine will there are no boundaries. Effects of the mere word, will of God. As I was in my usual state, I was feeling all oppressed because of the privation of my blessed Jesus. Then he came for just a little and told me, "My daughter, all other virtues in the creatures build a wall of a certain height. But the wall of the soul who lives in the will of God is a wall so high and deep that neither its depth nor its height can be found. Also, it is all a pure and solid gold, not subject to any misfortune, because since this wall is in the divine volition, that is, in God, God himself keeps it, and there is no power that can defy God. And the soul, while living in this divine volition, is clothed with a light all similar to the one in whom she lives. So much so, that also in heaven she will shine more than all the others, in such a way as to be an occasion of greater glory for the very saints. Ah, my daughter, think a little bit of what an atmosphere of peace and of goods the mere word will of God contains. At the mere thought of wanting to live in this atmosphere, the soul feels already changed. She feels a divine air investing her. She feels her human being dissolved and feels divinized from impatient to patient, from proud, humble, docile, charitable, obedient, in sum, from poor, rich. All other virtues arise to surround like a crown this high wall which has no boundaries. Because, since God has no boundaries, the soul is dissolved within God. She loses her own boundaries and acquires the boundaries of the will of God.